Now, in today's video, I'm going to be showing you exactly why women only love what they have to earn. What that means is if you are going to be dating, if you're going to be interacting, or if you're going to be seeing a woman on a consistent basis that you are potentially going to have as a girlfriend or that you are going to see repetitively, I'm going to show you exactly not only how to make sure that she earns your time, she earns your attention, but I'm even going to be taking this a step deeper and showing you why this is 100% absolutely a prerequisite in order to make sure that she views you as the type of man that she would want to keep seeing. That means a man of value. So stick with me because this presentation is going to totally change your life if you stay with me until the end. Now, after this video is over, be sure to go down below, click the link in the description, and check out the full-length MBT, Masculine Behavioral Technique, end-to-end webinar presentation that I made for you. Because inside of that, you are going to be seeing an exact process that you can actually copy into your dating life, use it, and get results at a far quicker pace compared to the majority of all other men out there. So let's dive in. Okay, I'm going to present this as best as I possibly can. So women only love what they have to earn. I'm going to show you how to make sure that she's always earning your time and earning your attention so that way she values you and that way she doesn't just look at you as another guy who's in her direct message inbox trying to, you know, go out on a date or whatever. So for most guys, here's what you have to understand. For most of you, this is going to take you actually raising your value as a man. And this is one of the things guys don't like to accept, but you have to come to terms with this because some guys out there, okay, there is a select few men, some guys, I would say maybe 5% if I had to estimate, maybe 5% of men wake up every day and naturally just feel like they're the prize, right? These are the type of men who just wake up and they feel confident no matter what. It doesn't matter if they only have $10 to their name or it doesn't matter what they do or where they're from. They just naturally feel like they are the prize. I would say maybe 5% or even less than that if I had to guess and take an estimate. So what that means is other men, okay, others are going to need to actually go through the journey. Now, the journey, what does that include? That journey of you as a man and developing your own masculinity, that includes you being competent. Okay, that includes you being known, okay, and that's going to include you having respect and recognition. These are the three things that typically, now not every time, some guys internally will still have an impoverished identity, but for the majority of men, I would say that if you can ace these three things, you're going to feel like your value has increased. So, why do you have to do this? You have to do this, okay? You have to gain competency, you have to be known, or you will have to probably have respect, okay, and gain some sort of recognition to feel like the prize. But then there's a step two. You have to go through all of that, and for some of you that might take months, but for majority of you, it's going to take years. You go through all of those hardships, you go through all of that growth, okay, just to hit step two. What is step two? Step two is you do all of this just to realize that you never needed any of those things in the first place. And this is why I always default back to my term called internal high value. Women want to see that you are confident through and through and assume and act like you are naturally the prize. You assume like you are the man naturally who she is going to need to win over. So what does that look like? Well, the only way that you can actually comprehend this and come to terms with it is first you have to understand how women do this. So women naturally, keep this in mind, this is not tactics, this is natural thought processes and operation. Women naturally know and understand how to position themselves as the higher value. They naturally know how to do this. Now, you might be wondering how. How do they do this? Mainly, they do this by holding psychological power through the cell phone. The cell phone is what they use in order to get you to either counter certain text messages or second guess what you should do or what you should say. The cell phone is a barrier between real human-to-human connection or real human-to-human communication. So women recognize this very quick. They recognize how they can use certain, psychological levers to get you to either second guess or backpedal or counter step to their move. What you're going to see is this is a quick way to lose a lot of confidence. And I'm going to explain what women will do to position themselves to hold this psychological perceived value. The first thing that women love to use and love to do is time delays. Okay, time delays of text messages. Now, it used to be just a few hours, okay? Over the years, what has happened is these time delays, now what women do to really seek your value, or what women really do to test your interest level, especially in a world of online dating, what women are going to do is they will oftentimes wait days, right, or even weeks, okay? Days or weeks of replies and getting back to you and letting you know their availability. The time delays have increased. So that means patience is required now more than ever. Now, another thing that women will oftentimes do through the cell phone is indirectly answering questions. Okay, you're going to ask something and you do not get a direct answer. You get like a indirect answer that only halfway answers your question. Which brings me to my next point, being very unclear with their schedule. You'll ask for their schedule, you'll ask for their availability, when they are free, they're going to say something along the lines, a lot of times like, I'll have to get back to you, or I'll have to check, or possibly Saturday, possibly Sunday. Right, so what they're doing oftentimes is they're seeing if you will actually make time in your schedule, in your calendar, to see them, even though they only have half interest or half availability to potentially see you. So keep this in mind, they're oftentimes very unclear with their schedule. Guys, I've seen this over the years with dozens of women that I've talked to, dozens of women that I've dated. This is oftentimes unanimous across whoever you're going to be talking to. So for a lot of you who you think, oh, you know, this one might be different, or this one seems a little bit better, or this one has different tendencies, if you wait long enough, all of this is going to unfold no matter who you're talking to. This is just how things are. So being unclear with their schedule. Another thing is leveraging social media. So how do they leverage social media to get you to second guess if they have interest in you or not? The first thing that you're going to notice a lot of is stories in order to gain a lot of attention. But what they will do a lot of times as well is they will leverage stories simultaneously while not replying or calling back, like not replying to your messages directly, so that way they can actually postpone talking to you. Or what they want you to see is they want you to actually physically see that they are ignoring you. So what this is this really boils down to them not respecting you or them not valuing you. And later on as we get through this, I'm going to show you how you can use certain processes to make sure that she does earn your time, does earn your attention, does earn your validation. So not replying while still posting online. So you're going to sit there and go, well, she obviously saw my message. Why is she not replying, but she's still posting this other stuff? She wants you to purposely feel like you are not a high priority. She wants you to purposely feel like she's ignoring you. And she might have sky-high attraction for you. Here's the other thing that I've noticed too. The higher a woman's attraction level is for the man, the more they will use these sort of games and you know, just naturally positioning themselves as higher value psychologically, because they want to make sure that if they do end up dating you, that you are coming into these interactions not necessarily thinking that you're automatically going to have the woman sold on you, right? So the higher her attraction level is for you, the more you're oftentimes going to notice these things. Now, you might be wondering, okay, so how do you win, right? How do you actually start to make sure that they earn you, and how do you make sure that they actually respect you as a man? You have to genuinely not want any of them. And when I say it, like, a lot of guys use this as a tactic, but deep down they still want one specific girl, or they still have a huge crush on a girl. Hear me out. You have to genuinely not want any of them. That means the second that you actually want one of them, like you want a relationship with them, or you want them to be your girlfriend, or you have a crush on them and you want them to have a crush on you back, the second that you actually want one of them, you lose. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care what your value is as a man. I don't like the second you do this, the psychological frame in her brain for how this is supposed to be set up to make her feel like dating you or being with you is also a win for her, or it feels like she had to invest in you. The only way that you can do this, right, is by not wanting any of them. The second you want any of them, you lose. So listen to me very closely. The reason why is because majority of women, stick with me, write this down on a sheet of paper if you have to. Majority of women do not like the men who like and want them. Say that with me one more time. Majority of women do not like the men who like them. Majority of women do not want the men who want them. What I can tell you is this. You need to 100% stop being so easily available. Stop being so easily available. Here's how you can really understand this at a deep level. Stop making time in your calendar for strangers. So I don't care how attractive she is, she's still a stranger. You don't know her. A lot of times that's how women look at this, is they think that men oftentimes are willing to just make time in their schedule at the drop of a hat just to see them. So at the end of the day, you have to remember, if this was a dude you just met on the street, you wouldn't necessarily care. Or if this was a dude you met at a restaurant or a social event, you wouldn't necessarily care if you guys hung out and went and grabbed a drink together. You wouldn't care, and you also wouldn't be urgent. Maybe it happens in a week or two, maybe it doesn't. So you need to stop being so easily available, because at the end of the day, when you actually understand that it is still a stranger, that's when you can actually come to terms with this and be like, whoa, I have probably been overinvesting in certain situations when I shouldn't. So stop being so easily available. Here's a quote that I like to use, or here's something that I like to say, or I want you to kind of understand. Women are basically in a relationship with every single guy that they follow online, except for the guy who is actually their boyfriend. The guy who's actually their boyfriend, okay? She already knows that he likes her. She already knows where he stands in that situation. But every other guy that she has even slight interest in, these are the men that she is potentially looking at for the future. And women are great at extending their time horizon. Women are great at extending the length of time that it takes before they make a decision to go see that man, to go out on a date with that man, whatever the case may be. So the how. How do you actually make her earn you? How do you do this so that way she values you and she earns you, okay? You need to do the exact same thing. What you need to do is you need to extend the time horizons for expectations. I have a quote. The quote that I use is, the hotter the flame, the shorter the burn. So if you have something going on with a woman where you guys are dating or seeing each other and like the flame is hot, right? There's a lot of chemistry, a lot of intimacy right out of the gate. The hotter the flame, the shorter the burn. Okay, the shorter that thing fizzles out, the shorter that whole relationship fizzles out. Extend your time horizons for the expectations. And I'm going to give you a reason why you need to do this and why this more aligns with the woman's mating strategy on how she's perceiving the world. Women optimize for survival value. Survival. Okay? Survival. What that means is they're looking at where you stand in life, what value you bring to the table, how you're perceived socially. Everything. Women look at the man as a whole, every piece that goes into who he is. So women optimize for survival. Now, because the majority of men today think with lust and pleasure, right? They think with lust because majority of men oftentimes think with lust. They think about dating in terms of day to day or week to week. So if it's a Tuesday, the guy thinks about it day to day or week to week. If it's a Tuesday, most men will text that woman and say, are you free Friday? Well, if you look at that, that's only 3 days in between. Women's time horizons extend. Women look at things longer because they are optimizing for survival. How I kind of came to terms with this, or how I kind of, made these decisions for myself for how I'm going to see the world when it comes to dating, is I always think about how things were in a primal setup, or like I always tell myself, okay, if we had to go back 1,000 years, right, where heating, lighting, electricity didn't exist, a woman would really need to see proof, okay, that the man is bringing something to the table. He can build shelter, he can make sure there's food, whatever the case may be. What does that take? That takes time. Okay, that takes time to prove competency. You don't have resources at your availability. You have to go, if you want warmth, you gotta go chop the trees and make the firewood. You have to do all of that stuff. So that means when she's optimizing for survival, she wants to take her time, okay? So as most men operate day to day or week to week, she looks at things from a longer term basis oftentimes. So women optimize month to month. This is what I want you to remember. Women optimize month to month. Constantly testing your internal emotional strength and your internal emotional competency and resiliency. There's women who I've talked to, and potentially, we maybe met briefly and we texted back and forth, tried to set up a date or something like that. And sometimes you'll notice the interaction falls off, and then 2-3 weeks goes by where she doesn't necessarily hear from me, or there's no text messages back and forth. And then, I'll get a paragraph that says, hey, been so busy doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that. And now all of a sudden, the only thing that you have to remember is what that means is she's now making you slightly higher of a priority. Guys, I deal with the same stuff you go through. Every guy does that. Like every guy does. You have to remember this. So I see these things too. Women optimize month to month, constantly testing for your internal emotional strength. Here is how you make the woman earn you. You make sure she earns dates, you make sure that she earns your time, and you definitely make sure that she earns a relationship. If you do this, what happens is she has to invest in you. She's going to invest in you emotionally, she's going to invest in you with her time, and she's actually going to bring value to your life in other areas. So what that means is if you can actually position yourself as a man that they want to earn, you're going to be miles ahead of the majority of all other men doing this incorrectly. This step-by-step is why women only love what they have to earn. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.